The Mille Lacs Wildlife Refuge was established in 1915 to protect the nesting habitat of several bird species. Two kinds of gulls nest here, as well as cormorants and the now threatened common tern. Hennepin and Spirit Islands make up this tiny refuge. The islands are only a quarter of an acre each, and are mostly barren of any vegetation. Since 1993, Hennepin Island has been the focus of both the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as well as the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. The two organizations work together to encourage the nesting of the common tern. Dwayne King is a biological technician at Rice Lake National Wildlife Refuge, as well as the refuge at Lake Mille Lacs.
The reason we started doing this is because the common terns have become a species of interest because their numbers are dwindling. So we've taken a lot more interest in them and to try and help them reproduce and bring their numbers back up.
The Hennepin Island terns are consistently under threat by the seagulls who share the island with them. King says the seagulls will do everything they can to destroy chicks and eggs.
They're actually kind of a predator. They like to pick on the little chicks. They'll pick on the eggs. They're really aggressive. If a tern chick would walk by them, they would, you know, pick them in the head or pick them until they're dead. You know, so that's why we kind of like to keep the gulls out of this. We call it the spit of the island, where the gravel is. We like to keep the gulls out of that end of the island just to help the terns out. Because, like I said, terns are a species of interest right now because their population is declining. So we're trying to help them along.
At the end of May, Dwayne and student intern Laurel Hano set up a grid to segregate the gulls from the terns. The lower two-thirds of the island are a mix of gravel and rock, ideal nesting habitat for the terns. In contrast, the seagulls prefer the larger boulders that make up the remaining third. Here, the seagull eggs are dipped in canola oil, which cuts off the oxygen supply to the chick inside. The shell stays hard, however, and the seagulls are fooled into sitting on eggs that will never hatch, preventing them from laying additional eggs.
On our initial trip, we first took care of any gull eggs that were out there. We either destroyed them or oiled them. And then we set up a string grid, which prevents further habitat from the gulls. The wingspan of the gulls is a little too large, and it makes it so the terns can get in there with ease, and then there's a little more protection for the chicks.
Terns and seagulls share many similarities. The brown speckled eggs look nearly the same, although the tern eggs are notably smaller. Dwayne describes the difference between the two species of adults.
Terns are more aerodynamic. They're more of a sharper V shape, and they're smaller than the gulls. They have a distinct cry or call.
In comparison to Hennepin Island, Spirit Island is made up of large boulders that pile up to 30 feet above the lake. Both islands are in a constant state of flux, with the winter ice literally reshaping the islands every year. The rough waves in the summer can cause the erosion of gravel, a necessity for breeding terns. When we arrive, the island is significantly smaller than it was 2 weeks ago. The high lake level has washed away a good deal of the gravel, posing a problem for the nesting terns.
Well, we had plans in the summer, or in the winter of 2011, to haul more gravel out to the island to expand the nesting area. And what it does is the gravel will fill in between the boulders and the rocks where there is, you know, open air, and just it'll improve the nesting area, it'll expand it, and that way we can get more terns nesting and stuff in there. So hopefully, you know, one of these winters we'll get some more gravel out there. That's our plan. That's our hope.
Only 3 nests are found on this trip, but that number will jump to 104 within the next 2 weeks. The remainder of the summer will be focused on the ratio of the number of tern eggs to the number of tern chicks. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has placed the common tern under consideration for the status of endangered species. There has been a huge decline in terns over the past few decades. On Hennepin Island, the population is slowly inclining, and it remains the largest nesting colony of terns in Minnesota. This is Dan Greenwood for KFAI, reporting from Lake Mille Lacs.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.